first on this Thursday, 23rd of April, Annie Housewell joins me with a wrap of headline news from today. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. Well, as of today, across the world, there have been more than 2.6 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 182,000 deaths. In Australia, the spread has slowed significantly with just 12 new cases reported in the past 24 hours.
And the Prime Minister and Treasurer have addressed the country today with an update on how Australians are accessing financial support.
Yes, they say the government and Reserve Bank have put in place $320 billion of economic measures to respond to the crisis. That's 16.4% of GDP. Key elements of the spending are JobKeeper and JobSeeker programs, providing relief for those who've been stood down or lost jobs. Over 600,000 people have applied for the JobSeeker payment since the pandemic started. Services Australia have added 5,000 extra staff to meet the demand, which has already outstripped the number of applications usually received in a year.
And there's also plenty of demand for JobKeeper.
That's right. Over the past 3 days, more than 275,000 businesses have lodged applications to access the $130 billion JobKeeper program, which will provide wage subsidies of $1,500 per worker a fortnight. The program does put businesses under pressure as they're required to pay staff ahead of receiving money from the government. The Treasurer says he has worked with the banks to support businesses to make those payments.
They have agreed to set up each of these four major banks a dedicated hotline for their customers to call to receive the bridging finance necessary to pay their staff ahead of receiving that money under the JobKeeper program. Importantly, they have also agreed to expedite the processing of all those applications to the front of the queue.
But it's worth noting that although the banks are offering interest-free loans, the interest is added on after the crisis.
And there was also an update on claims for superannuation.
Yes, the Australian Tax Office has given the green light to close to 500,000 people seeking to access their super early. The Treasurer said the average claim is for $8,000 and they're going to be processed within the next 5 days.
On to schools. What's happening there?
Well, while the decision around opening schools up again is with each state and territory, Scott Morrison says that getting them open is the linchpin to moving the economy forward. Australia's chief health officers are encouraging the reopening of schools, but there are varied responses from the states. In New South Wales, Queensland, Tasmania and Victoria, the message is that all students who can learn from home should stay at home. SA and WA are encouraging students to return, but also providing at-home learning packs for the first few weeks. Whereas in the NT, all students are expected to attend in person from day one of term 2.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.